You know, I absolutely can't stand it when someone thinks that if I'm not a member of a particular group of morons, then logically I must be a member of the opposite group of morons. Has that ever happened to you?
So, are you a Republican?
No, I'm not.
Well, then you must be a Democrat, then.
No, Brainiac, I'm neither. My compliments on your Texas Instruments style of thought there. Well, doesn't that piss you off? If you're not a member of the Immaculate Disciples of Enlightenment through Blunthead Trauma, then you're automatically part of the Divine Order of Ross Perot's Accent Worshippers. You know, I'm not sure what they're thinking, but the universe isn't just black and white. Well, whatever they're thinking, because of them, I can bring you the special one-of-a-kind offer. It's 2-for-1 day. That's right, today and today only, you get 2 groups of complete idiots smacked down for the price of 1. Check me out, I've gone corporate. Okay, I want you to stop and look around for a minute, okay? Just look around at the world. Look at nature. You see how balanced everything is? Everything is delicately placed on top of the other so it all works out. This isn't your typical junior chemistry set, you know? Now in a world where people can't even program their VCR, what kind of retard is going to step up and tell everyone that nature is flawed and that they, in their ultimate wisdom, know a better way for it to work? Vegetarians, that's who. God, you've got to be some kind of arrogant pinhead to think that nature, doesn't know what the hell it's doing and that you, Mr. 9-to-5 day job, is gonna fix it all. I don't mean to sound unpleasant here, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, but you're not that important. You're gonna grow old and die, and they're gonna kick you in a hole in the ground, and is nature gonna treat you any different? No, she's gonna eat you like Rosie O'Donnell with a cheeseburger. Now, I'm not hacking on every vegetarian here. Some of you do it because you don't like the taste of meat. Well, okay, that's a little stupid, but if you simply cannot stand the idea of flavor in your food, then that's fine. You guys are okay. Some of you do it because of health reasons. Well, if you want to consider being a 98-pound waif guy, get blown away in a stiff wind, and have to, like, spend 6 hours every day on the toilet healthy, then that's pretty dumb, but it's not overly annoying or hurting anyone, so you guys are cool, too. No, I'm only after those hypocrites that run around demanding that everyone respects nature and at the same time turns their noses up at the food she's provided them. Oh, you're just so proud of yourself, aren't you? Prancing around with your nose up in the air saying, I'm a death-free person. Have you heard that shit before? I have. I have a death-free life. Yeah? A death-free life, huh? What about the plants you kill, you fucking Nimrod? They're alive too, or didn't you remember? What, it's okay to kill something as long as it can't scream, right? As long as you don't have to look into a pair of big brown eyes while you're clubbing it over the head, then it's not killing, is that it? You know what the problem is that you're a fucking coward. That's right, you're Urkel in the middle of an Alabama Klan rally. You don't have the balls to accept the responsibility of having to kill to survive, so you conveniently forget that plants are alive and call it death-free living just to satisfy yourself that you're better than the rest of us. Meanwhile, you're whining because you can't find anything you want at a restaurant. Oh, I can't eat that. Oh, I don't eat dead animals. Do you have any rabbit shit stew with no gelatin? Listen, stick boy, the world has more important things to do than to bust its butt making synthesized food and imitation meat patties for your prissy ass just because you don't want to eat real food. Stop whining and eat. You keep talking about living naturally? Well, I don't see any lions having to eat Centrum Gold or find some renegade hippie vegetarian restaurant to have dinner at. Another one I've heard is, I can taste the fear in the meat. Yeah? You got a little taste of brain damage there too, don't you, Chief? I have never heard anything so fucking retarded in my life. Tell me, divot head, exactly what does fear taste like? I mean, is it tangy, or does it have a hearty, robust flavor? What the hell does this particular emotion taste like? I really want to know. I mean, forget how this brain process we call fear somehow seeped its way into the animal's muscle tissue. I want you to tell me how it tastes. Maybe I can go out and get a bottle of fear flavoring to add to my broccoli cheese casserole, you think? Maybe make a few chocolate fear cupcakes? And if you can taste fear, then that means all the other emotions have flavors too, right? I bet melancholy salmon would go wonderful with a fine embarrassment wine in the fall months. You fucking pea brains. You know, we've only had to put up with you recently because in the old days, you people starved to death. Kind of makes you wonder if that was nature's original plan for morons, starving to death.
Oh, I don't want to eat. Fine, then you starve. That's the way it ought to go.
I hope nature kills you and feed your body to a bear with digestive problems. You cannot live death-free. It's sad, but it's the truth. If you want to live, you're going to have to kill something else. Quit whining and deal with it. Taking the life of a plant is no different than taking the life of an animal. It's still taking life. Just because it can't yelp when you pluck it doesn't mean you're not killing it. As a matter of fact, plants live for weeks sometimes, even after being taken out of the ground. So chances are you're eating these plants alive. Think about that the next time you're shoveling your mouth full of salad. Oh, and any of you who find this rant amusing, don't laugh too hard. This was Moron Group A, and if you're laughing, then that means you're probably in Moron Group A. Group B, which I'm going to do next week. This is two, your carnivorous ranting griffin, and I'm not quite done with this one yet.